This is one of the self-respect you can use to experience the fiery form. The other one is Baba is the almighty authority, and I am master. Sister, just sit down, don't worry, just sit down. Just leave it. Just leave it. Don't worry. Just sit down. You know, Baba is the almighty authority, and I am master almighty authority. As I said, it's a state of authority. Fiery form is a state of authority. No subservience, no subservience. You know, how do I know in my normal life I have become master almighty authority? Whenever I order a particular power, that power should cooperate immediately. I have the thought, now I need to tolerate. I just tolerate. Not that I'm thinking I should be tolerating, but I'm still getting angry. I'm not almighty authority. You know, when I order powers, that means I create a thought and it works instantly. That is how you become victorious. Because these powers are our inheritance from Baba. It's our birthright. So I must use it with right. You cannot become all virtuous in the future without becoming all powerful in the confluence age. Because virtues are acquired on the basis of the powers. So to experience the fiery form of yoga in action, I should first of all feel that I am a master of almighty authority. You know, the powers are under my control. So why is that sometimes they do not obey? We order tolerance, it comes after 2 hours. We want to be patient, but after 2 days, why they don't cooperate instantly? Well, there are 3 reasons. One is that we are not totally obedient to Baba. So powers are also aware that this soul is disobedient to Baba. So when I order, they also disobey, because these powers are my right from Baba. It's my birthright. So it is a result of my disobedience to Baba. The powers are disobedient to me. So I must check to what extent I obey Baba's direction, Baba's order. That power of obedience makes the powers obey you. That's one reason. The second reason is, if you order, not sitting on your seat, as a king, I am the king. If I lose my seat, come down from my seat, and I order, they won't obey. Only the powers obey when someone sits on the seat. It gives respect to the seat to listen. So most of the time we are not in our seat. You know, we are not in our seat. We are not in our swaman. Who am I? Whose child am I? And so when I order powers, I am like an ordinary citizen. It doesn't listen to me. You know, when somebody is a president or a prime minister, when he is on the seat, whatever he says, people obey. When he loses his seat, he becomes an ordinary person. Who will listen to him? Same thing. So I need to be a self-sovereign. I need to be a self-ruler. Sit on my seat and then order. You see the wonder. And thirdly, you see, time takes revenge. You know, when I order particular power, it doesn't appear because time is taking revenge on me. Because I have not given respect for the time. I have wasted time. I have lost time. So time also says, okay, I won't allow the power to emerge now, later, after some time, when the accident has already happened. So that is a signal that I must respect time. So in time, the order will be obeyed. So check, even though these powers are my right, why can't I use it? Now why can't I use it? Naturally as my right. Because of these three reasons. So during the day, if you want to experience fiery form, you need to be a conqueror. A complete conqueror. Which is almighty authority. A complete conqueror, which means victorious soul. Complete conqueror means the one who is a self-sovereign. All the mind, the intellect, sanskar has everything in order. That is when you can experience the fiery form of yoga, when you really make time. Otherwise, my mind will be pulled somewhere, my intellect will be pulled somewhere, my heart is going somewhere. So too much traffic. So make sure you don't repeat the words. You know, I am Master Almighty Authority, like kindergarten. I am authority. You know, authority. I order and that's it. You know, when an authority person give order, that's it. Everybody follows. So when I am in that almighty authority state, I am like Master God. What do you think? It's a very highest position one can have in the conference age. Highest position, tell you, Master Almighty Authority, Purifier, Master Purifier. Oh, I really liked what Mohini Ben said, that's why I picked up, you know, to have that recognition. With that recognition, you connect. See, faith is different. Oh, Mohini Ben said this morning, remembrance based on faith, that will be ordinary remembrance. But fiery form is when you have recognition. You see the difference? Faith is of the intellect and recognition is of the heart. So once you recognize, there is no way turning back. So when Baba says, one out of millions recognize me as I am, what I am, who I am, and remember me accurately. So that is fiery form. To recognize Baba, his role through Prajapita Brahma in the conference age, even though you don't have to bring Brahma Baba in this powerful stage of yoga, even Brahma Baba asks us not to bring him in between. But in my Brahmin life, I need to have the recognition of his role in the conference age. And so my experience is, the more I live a life of trustee, this is what Dadi Janki always says, if you are trustee in your daily life, you become bodiless in meditation easily. You have difficulty to become bodiless because you are not a trustee. So I need to follow Brahma in my karma yoga. Then I remember Shiv Baba in my yoga. You understand? If you follow somebody else, you know, this is the mistake we do. You know, we get impressed by people who give us course, and then we begin to follow them, and then after some time we see defects in them, then we follow the defects also. So what happened? Our yoga, Om Shanti. Then we have waste thoughts. So take good qualities from everyone, but don't follow everyone. That is a slogan. Love all, follow Baba, and trust one. So this is a proof. Why I have difficulty in yoga? Because I am following many others. I listen to the opinion of many others. I am getting influenced by the dictates of many others. So Dadi Gulzar once said very clearly, the four pillars we need to have to experience the fiery form is power of truth, total honesty. You know, transparency first. Second, complete following Srimad, no Manmat, no Parmat. Because the moment if it is mixed, my intellect will drop. And third, unlimited disinterest. Total unlimited disinterest. Not crematorium disinterest, you know, that will create a short while, like now you are in Madhuban, you are in the Bhatti, so you have disinterest, okay, you know, what is this world and what is this, I don't like anything, I don't have any interest. But then when you go down to Abu Road, it changes. When you go to your country, it becomes different. No. Unlimited disinterest means permanent. Without that, I cannot just get into that powerful stage. And then the fourth pillar, complete purity. These are the four pillars for fiery form stage. So otherwise, you know, it is what it is to touch the light of God, to enter the fire, pure fire, how pure I have to be. So work on that during the day. Don't take it easy, you know. It's okay, I can eat untouched bread, you know. I can eat food giving drishti, it doesn't matter. You know, little things affect our stage. You know, doesn't matter, I listen to Murli once a week. You know, I get up Amrit Vela after 5 o'clock. I do Amrit Vela London time. You know, I do Amrit Vela Australia time. You know, if these things will not do, I really need to be really disciplined, and then you find you save a lot of time. I find personally discipline is the key for real freedom. You are free after you have disciplined. You know, that is why Brahma Baba and Mama was so disciplined that they have always had time to spare. So take this inspiration, you know. Make Brahmin disciplines very special. Don't take it light. If you ask me what special effort you have to make, this is what I would say. Give importance to the five principles of Brahmin life. Don't take it easy. Every day Amrit Vela, 4 o'clock. That is the time. Every day Murli. You know, some people say nowadays I listen to the internet, I listen to the jewels. That is not bathing in the ocean. Bathing in the Ganges. Bathing in the Ganges of knowledge is when you come to the banks of the river Ganges, centers, and listen to the Murli when it is read. Otherwise, it is like taking sponge bath. It's not purifier. You please yourself, I also read the Murli. Second time you can do that, but first time, make effort. You know, in India, people walk for miles and miles to go to the center to listen to the Murli. Your feet get purified. Your ears get purified. Right? And thirdly, of course, Brahma Bhojan. Pure food, very, very important. Never become slack. Never become slack. You know, if you have been careless all these days, become a little bit more. Go back to the basic. And brahmacharya, you know, really very important. It saves a lot of energy. And brahma acharya, following the footsteps of Baba. I don't need to follow anybody's footsteps. I can take good qualities from everyone. I appreciate. But I don't follow. Because I want to become like Baba. So if you follow Brahma Baba, you will become like Shiva Baba. Because Brahma Baba did those things which took him to Shiva Baba. Right? So Brahma Baba never ever asked anybody to remember him. But not to forget him also. You can't forget Brahma Baba. But you don't have to remember Brahma Baba. Yeah? That's what Baba used to say, Navisro, na yad karo. But in karma, when I have situation, I have to remember Brahma Baba. What Baba would have done if he was in this situation? Then your intellect goes to Shri Baba. You know, in meditation, total soul consciousness, point to point connection. In karma yoga, trustee life, as Brahma Baba did. If these two are matching, you will progress in deeper stages of yoga. You know? It's very much connected. I cannot separate. And one more thing I want to mention, because we are closing today. You know, how do I know I had deep yoga experience today? One is, you know, of course you can know that you have communicated with Baba, you have touched the light of Baba, you get the feeling through vibrations and feelings. Because Baba talks in silent language through feelings and vibrations, right? And if I had that deep feeling, because it's two-way communication, it's not one way. So one thing is I feel myself deeper. Not visions, don't expect visions. But the depth of my experience is noted. How long I can carry that experience in my action. That shows your depth of yoga, yog bal. You know, some of us, we get excited when we have some beautiful feelings from Baba, and then we want to talk to everybody what I got. Don't do that. Be mature. Let it merge in you, become part of you. Let it go into every nerve of your body, your face, your activities. Let other people feel you got something. Otherwise, I lose all. You know, immediately I get excited. I talk to people. I don't merge it within myself. First merge, and then at the right moment, you can share. You know? So then I know the depth. It is shown in my action. Otherwise, you know, in bhakti, I know my Laukik father used to do a lot of bhakti. He used to do Gayatri Mantra for hours in God's room. And then he will come out, immediately shout at my mother, and then get angry with her for every little thing. So that is not real. How come you can change your state of mind so fast? You were doing so much silent Gayatri Japa. And now where this anger came from? It was superficial. So sometimes it happens with us also. We sit in yoga for so long, nice, and then something happens. Suddenly we burst. So what is the proof? So allow the depth. So that's why I suggest that every week at least, you know, apart from the collective meditation, individually you sit for an hour or two on your own. Take any aspect, go deep. That's what Dadis did. I remember Manohar Dadi sharing her experience. You know, Baba used to take them on the mountains, and then Baba would give each one just one thought. Okay, you are a soul, blissful soul. Go and sit on that rock 2 hours experience. Another one, you are a soul, you are truth. Okay, go and sit in this rock. No one conducting meditation, nothing. Just sit and feel. Be that. So experiment that. You know, choose your own time. According to your timetable, I call that as solid silence. No music. Don't use too much of the Walkman. It's also enjoying sensations of sounds. It's no yoga. You may think you are having yoga listening to the music. It's sensation you are enjoying. Listening to music is okay. But don't addict. Don't indulge. Don't indulge. That is called lust. Any kind of indulgence is lust. Eat tasty food, but don't indulge. You know? Look into beautiful scenes, but don't indulge. Yeah? That's my sense of sound, sense of taste, sense of touch, sense of sight. These are the greatest obstacle in experiencing the fiery form of yoga. I have to go beyond senses. Because these senses create sensation. See, that's why in Brahmin life we don't too much touch, you know. In Lucky there are people who hug people for 5 minutes, like, you know, that feeling of touch, they are giving love. We don't have that. If we meet, 1 second, hello, finish. You don't enjoy the sensations of touch. It will ground you. It will not even make you fly like an angel. So, try to go beyond the sensational feelings. You know, we say we have given up vices. But we are still enjoying sensual pleasures. You know, we indulge. So that is why we have obstacles in getting into that blissful stage, fiery form. So I would suggest, take some new tips to practice. You know, have powerful Amrit Vela. Every morning, prepare yourself, and every evening 7 to 7.30, don't miss. In case if you are busy, you can do it earlier, like we did earlier today, because we know that we won't have from 7 to 7.30. And make sure that you are not, you know, enjoying sensual pleasure. Don't indulge. Then only you have super sensuous joy. I think we haven't tasted yet. That bliss, you know, that dadis have experienced the first day they came, that made them renounce everything. So that is what we have to experience. Yeah? So, make a note. You know, what you want to practice when you go back. Start from today. Here, when you are in Madhuban. Then you can continue as you go back to your places. So don't think the retreat is over. You are still in the Bhatti. To come to Madhuban is like being in the Bhatti itself. You know, create your own program. What you are going to do, together with the daily routine, you know, take benefit of the classes, program, but you create your own program for your special self-program. And you must feel that this time you have made a shift, a leap from one to the other. Yeah? Jump off the consciousness. So then not only I benefit, but others also get benefited. So with these thoughts I conclude here. So we will have few minutes meditation, 5 minutes.